Señor Tortuga! Hey, Fat Cat Radio! Aaron, Ryan! Happy St. Patty's Day, y'all. Fat Cat Radio, glad to have you. Yes, I should have known that. With Ramirez being my last name, I should have known that, right? Sorry. All right, I'm going to turn down the Dropkick Murphys and say hello. Welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I have the best people in the chat. Thank you all for your continued love, supports, likes, shares, and downloads. Happy St. Patty's today. It's Friday, March 17th. Today in Denver, it is currently 18 degrees, and we're supposed to get to a high of 37. We shall see. but we're having clear skies. It's still cold, but yeah. For my friends in Canada, Kimberly, you're warming up a little bit. It's minus 9. They said you're going to get to maybe 2. And you all are going to be sunny, then cloudy, then sunny again. So, you'll be kind of sunny. So, and well in Ontario, it's going to be 6. It's currently 6. You're going to get to a high of 8. And it's going to be raining all day for you all. So take your umbrella. And that's going to be the same for BP too. In Elwood, Pennsylvania, he's going to have rain all day. It's currently 6 with a high of 10. And my Arizona booties aren't in here yet, but I'll give their weather 7, and it'll be around 20 with sunny skies. So, yeah. All right. Start off St. Patrick's Day with some Dropkick Murphys. Love it. I'm going to start the day like I always do with the word of the day and a quote. excuse me. So I talked about integrity on Wednesday and how it's hard to find in people. And so today's word of the day is another one that's kind of hard to find in people, but try your heart. Incorruptible, which means to not be corruptible. Incorruptible, it has integrity that cannot be perverted or bribed. Incorrupted by money. Opposite of this incorruptible is upright, righteous, and unbribable. Hi, Dean Mac. Good to see you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. What did I say? Upright, righteous, and unbribable. And using it in a sentence, Glenn was not considered incorruptible when he was caught stealing from his company. So don't do that. and then I have the quote of the day that kind of goes along with that, and that is, the honor of a gentleman demands the invulnerability of his word and the incorruptibility of his principles. He is descendant of the knight, the crusader. He's the defender of the defenseless and the champion of the righteous. Or is he a gentleman? And that is by Miss Emily Post. And when I was looking at this and, you know, being corruptible and incorruptible and stuff, I had never heard this nursery rhyme before. Have you heard this nursery rhyme?
There was a crooked man, and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked house.
Never heard this before.
He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat,
Mike's got a crooked mouse, and they all live together in a little crooked house.
Someone's playing that just came in.
There was a crooked man.
Can you watch that, please?
He found a crooked six.
This is what I'm talking about. People playing games already. It only takes a moment to be corrupt. You decide to be dishonest and take a bribe or order to acquire illicit benefits. Go away. All right. Tuttles, can you watch that for me, please? We need to be morally strong enough not to be persuaded to do something wrong. We're so easily following the crowd. Who's in the in crowd? What are they doing? Who cares if it's wrong or right? We have FOMO. We don't want to miss out. So again, it goes back to the basics of right and wrong. And I'm not sure if it is wanting more or to take what you believe is yours, or believing what it's like what you deserve. It's like you. We need to stop being that way. How does it stop? How do we stop that trend of me, 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 me? It's all about me. We have to have moral compass and freaking use it. Be better. Just like this person who decides to come in and play games. A dog with Anna and PKRFM, welcome. It's just, yeah. So, all right. So be a better person. Do what's right. Don't take that bribe. You have to be able to have standards and stand strong by them and stand behind them. And talking about morals and stuff like that, when I was talking about concert tickets not too long ago, you know, because I love my music, that Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. Did you change your profile?
Yeah, but the reason I was trying to call in because I was in here before and then the app somehow crashed on my phone. So I had to turn
so
my
it's
phone
you.
Back on and then come back in.
All right. Well, you changed it during the show and I thought it was somebody trying to be you. So you need to let me know because you almost got blocked, Betty. So I didn't know that was you. You were somebody else before that. So I almost blocked you. Hey, Senor Tortuga.
Yeah, Aaron, you almost got the band hammer.
You almost got blocked, buddy, because you came in as yourself and then you left and then you were up there. And then all of a sudden this came in and it kept calling. I'm like, who is that playing games? You got to let me know, buddy. Got to let us know.
I know. It was just like, it's never happened before. I was just sitting there waiting for you to talk and everything. And then
thank you, Tuttles. I was like, damn, are you kidding me already so early in the morning? How are you, Bam Bam?
Oh, I'm great. I'm just wet. Not really, but it's pouring down rain up here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's raining everywhere. Dang.
Can I ask a quick question?
Rain. Yeah.
How's my audio?
Good. You sound very clear.
I spent $100 on a headset yesterday with a proper microphone and everything. I'm just hoping it actually works.
Yeah, you sound very clear here. You guys in the audience, how does he sound? Because you sound totally clear here. I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. Good to know.
I know when I was in the audience on Joe's show, you sounded very low.
The problem with Joe's show is... audio gets washed out because he's so high up. And then when you're talking over four other people,
yeah,
when you don't have that punch from your system, they're able to talk over you so much and it sort of puts you more in the background.
Gotcha.
So I'm hoping has a little more punch.
You sound good here. Nobody's awesome. Commenting there, but you sound good on this end.
Good to know. I'll mute. And then when you talk about wrestling, I'll unmute again.
All right, perfect. So I wanted to talk about the music when we were talking about crooked people. Look at D said you sound stronger than ever. Awesome. About crooked people and Ticketmaster and all these places that sell tickets. Man, are they thieves. And I want to give a shout out to what is his name? The Smiths' lead singer, Robert Smith. I mean, the Cure's lead singer, Robert Smith. He is fighting, at least for his concerts, to be the tickets to be cheaper. He wants his fans to be able to come in and not have all of their money taken from them. So he even got, you know, he's fighting back and forth, and then they were talking about how there are certain fees that are up to the band to have. And it's like, I guess it's platinum ticket dynamic pricing. And there's another name, verified fans or something. And all of those things, they just start, and if the tickets start selling, then the prices go up, and the band or the artist can say, no, I don't want that to happen. And a lot of them aren't doing it, but he said, no, I don't want that to happen. And he got it to where a bunch of tickets for his fan base were $20 a ticket, but then Ticketmaster and these other people added on all these charges for every single ticket. So you ended up paying the same price, you know, like $80 in, you got the $20 ticket, but then you paid like $80 in fees. So he's really mad and he's fighting hard for it. But people like Bruce Springsteen said he thinks it's okay. And he said he thinks it's okay. And he's doing what his peers are doing. And that's what I was just talking about, being crooked and being corrupt. Is like, okay, well, my peers are doing it, so I can do it. They're doing it, so why can't I do it? And I think that's a bunch of crap. And Senor Tortuga says Pearl Jam fought that fight back as well. So yeah, and he was talking about on his Twitter page, Robert Smith, that the more bands who say no, you know, then it'll stop. But, you know, Congress supposedly is trying to do something and take them. But who can trust them either? So it's like, so you're trusting the crooks with the crooks? It doesn't make any sense. Hey, BP. So good for you, Robert Smith of The Cure. I'm happy to hear that somebody is fighting for the people. So, I mean, because there's no way. Aaron and I, before COVID, we went and saw quite a few bands, but it was because we got free tickets.
Yeah, and so like a radio station.
Yeah, and that is the absolute only way that we would be able to ever go, because we couldn't afford the tickets. No. And nowadays, it's like no. I mean, it's sad because music just does so much for you. So yeah, good for you, Robert Smith, Bruce Springsteen. Boo. Boo for you. So, and it, here's a song about morals. Morals.
Could throw my morals out the window on a penthouse floor of a balcony in Hollywood just cause I want more. Yeah, and break your heart. When all you ever did for me was play your part. Too up, too down, VA grew up too much fast. 100 miles an hour, never crashed. So daddy shrugging, didn't leave a scratch. One boy, one girl, one love fell in love too fast. Waving out the window through the glass. Waving at the plane, I gotta cash. Parents getting older, I can't
stop. Hey, Sierra Delta, welcome.
Over a box of chocolates, the youth we had was stolen out of pockets. And that's the part the roller coaster dropping. Reassurance, sure will make it work. Thousand coming out. On every first, coming out to cover all the bills. Next thing you know, I'm heading for the hills. Morals out the window on the penthouse floor.
That is Morals by Nate Good. We just need to do better. We need to be better people. We need to have some morals and stand behind them and not be so FOMO about worrying about what we're going to be missing out on instead of and have be good people. So with trending, before we get into Mr. Aaron, remember Monday, March 20th coming up is Dairy Queen's free ice cream cone. And then the other things that I had in trending have to do about St. Patrick's Day, since today is St. Patrick's Day. One of the things I had no idea, I've had these before, an Irish car bomb. There's this big thing they're saying why you should think twice before ordering an Irish car bomb, especially if you're in England or Ireland. Don't do it. They said if you attempt to order one in an Irish or English pub, you will get dirty looks at best or thrown out and refused service at worst. They said because it is about the name, Irish car bomb itself is insensitive, especially for the Irish heritage in regards to the Northern Ireland troubles they had in conflict in the 1960s all the way to the 1990s. So I'm just the messenger. So think twice. Hey, crazy lady, about ordering one of those. And then Bailey's has a new vanilla mint shake. I don't want to say drink, but, you know, just jar, their glass jar of Bailey's, but it's vanilla mint shake. So they have that out for St. Patrick's Day. So that's the other one. And then McDonald's, you can go and not, you know, the McFlurry is there, but you can order an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry. So you can get the two, the shake and the Oreo McFlurry mixed into one. The best of both worlds, they said. So you, if you like that, look for that. And then, let's see, a couple of facts about St. Patrick's Day. Let's see. Uh-oh. We know it's on today. This one quiz that they have is the questions are really, really easy. Let's see if I get this to turn down a little bit. But they were talking about, you know, how it is a myth, not a fact, that he actually is Irish. He's from Britain. There was no snakes in Ireland, so he really didn't take, you know, get rid of the snakes. That's just a myth. And he wasn't canonized as a saint, but he remains a saint through long-lasting historical popularity. And he was the one who merged the sun and made the traditional cross to create the Celtic cross. He incorporated the Irish culture into his ministry, like merging the sun with the traditional cross. And so he did that. Talked about Bruce Springsteen. I'm not going to talk about him. Well, we might do the quiz after, if we have enough time after Aaron's little sports segment. But let me get your music ready, Aaron. A Dog with Anna, whatever that means, Aaron. Making me, you almost got your, well, you could tell me in a minute, you almost got blocked. All right, welcome Aaron with his.
Yeah, my username is A Dog with an A. That's how it starts.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Because A Dog starts with the letter A. A Dog with an A, yeah.
But you changed it. It said something else. I know it said something else.
No, it's been A Dog with an A ever since.
Oh, I swear it looked like something else.
Since the last time I changed it from the past. Just saying.
All right. So you want to start off with WWE since we have Tuttles here?
Sure.
All right. What did you watch this last week?
Just the Friday night SmackDown, and well, of course, since March Madness is going on, I'm not going to be watching much WWE until then, so.
Well, I'll have to watch it then.
Yeah, until like, I'm not going to be watching any WWE until like maybe WrestleMania probably.
What? All right.
Well, because of college basketball, but I'll be looking forward to WrestleMania anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
So what did you see?
Apparently Sheamus and McIntyre like finished in a tie in that five-way intercontinental qualifying match. I'm guessing tonight is whoever wins between each other gets to face Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship.
What happened with that match was because it was a five person, like no holds barred match. They had multiple referees like outside the ring and inside the ring and stuff. So McIntyre and Sheamus both knocked out whichever guys they knocked out, and they both got the three count at the exact same time by two separate referees. So it caused a whole bunch of controversy. So then they determined that they're going to have a match tonight. It's going to be Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus to see who's going to face Gunther at WrestleMania. It was a neat finish. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, me too. I was a bit confused. I was like, what's going on?
So there was five guys. Now they were all fighting for themselves. They weren't on teams or nothing.
Yeah, they
No,
were
no
all fighting
tag
for
team though.
themselves, and the first person to get the pin won the whole match out of the five people. But they got a count out at the exact same time, so or the three count at the exact same time.
I bet that was exciting. All right, Aaron, what else?
And
Was there
then
anything else with the WWE?
I heard Rey Mysterio is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. He tried to do his speech, but of course his son, Dominic Mysterio, interrupted him because Dominic Mysterio is on Judgment Day, and the judgment, I swear that Judgment Day is always trying to cause problems, it seems like.
Yeah,
Okay, wait a
the
minute.
judgment. Sorry.
I'm sorry. The guy was trying to get an award and his son was against him?
Well, Rey Mysterio was trying to give us an acceptance speech because he's getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. But then when he was trying to get into a speech, Dominic from Judgment Day entered in and interrupted him.
Yeah, he interrupted his speech because he's been in wrestling for like 30 years. He's been around for a really long time. So he's finally getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, even though he's not retired yet. But Dominic and him have issues, so they started fighting, and then the Judgment Day showed up, and then this other crew, El Giganto de Fantasma or something like that, showed
Yeah,
up in the
something like
ring.
that.
And then they had a big four-way match. So, but Ray keeps getting messed with by his son Dominic, saying his son Dominic, saying his father was a bad dad and all this stuff, because he's trying to get him to have a wrestling match with him at WrestleMania, and Ray keeps saying no. So he keeps trying to bait his father into a wrestling match for WrestleMania.
All
don't think it's
right.
gonna happen.
It might not. I don't know. They haven't announced it yet, and they're getting close to having the card filled up, so we'll see what happens. But speaking of WrestleMania, there's supposed to be rumors that Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to be having a match again this year against LA Knight. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
So I hope that happens.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Now, when they're going, oh, that's May 5th. All right, I was looking. Who Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, who's the ginger?
Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Okay, all right. So now I can see who they are. They're staring at me right now. All right, Drew McIntyre and then Sheamus. All right, so that's going to go down tonight. Intercontinental title opportunity for WrestleMania. Now, what about the women? Anything with the women?
Charlotte Flair beat
Hey,
Shotzi
Lizzie.
in like a in a match. Of course, this is going to be before Charlotte Flair tries to defend her SmackDown Women's Championship against Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania.
All right.
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair's been around for a long time.
And then the Viking Raiders beat Braun
Hi,
Strowman
Poppy
and
Ace.
Ricochet in a tag team match. And I like Braun Strowman and Ricochet, to be honest. That's like my favorite, one of my favorite tag teams in the WWE.
Is it?
Yeah, they work well together because you got the big monster guy who can just like throw everybody everywhere, and then Ricochet's finishing move, he'll actually stand on top of Braun Strowman's shoulders and do like a double somersault and land on the guy.
Holy
What is it? Is
moly.
that called like a shooting star or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That's
yeah,
like my that's like one of my favorite moves from many of the WWE wrestlers, because he does like two like flips in the air before landing on the guy in the ring.
Yeah, and it's extra much because Braun Strowman's like 6'6" or something like that, so he's way taller than the wrestling ropes. So Ricochet gets a lot of extra airtime.
Wow. All right, Aaron, so you need to tell me when it comes on so I can watch it and I can be updated on this stuff. Hi, Mike Tampa Bay.
WrestleMania?
Yeah, well, no. The one that comes on tonight. There's the one that comes on tonight.
SmackDown. I mean, yeah. I won't be able to watch SmackDown because I'm going to be paying attention to college basketball.
I know, but I'll watch it. You just need to tell me when it's on. Maybe we can change. You can watch it in my room and I can watch it in your room, since it won't let me watch it live.
Well, I'm just going to be watching college basketball, though. I could just record WWE SmackDown and catch up when I have time.
It's okay, Aaron. All right, so that's awesome. Friday night SmackDown. So that's all you watched with the WWE?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, anything you would like to add, Tuttles, to put out there?
My Friday night routine is I've been going on the Joe Antonio show for a little bit, right, on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So I just, on my TV, I can hit restart. So then I go on Joe Antonio show for like an hour and a half and the show is like already in. So then I can actually just hit restart on the show and I can fast forward through all the commercials.
Oh, there you go. I like being able to do that. See, but when I got this new stupid streaming TV, I can't, it won't let me do any of that. I can in our living room. It lets me do that. And I love being able to go through that, not having to watch all the commercials.
Yeah, they just get to be so much sometimes, especially when you're used to watching series and movies on stuff like Netflix and Prime Video where there's no commercials, right?
Yeah, it takes up so much time.
Yeah, for sure.
You notice because you're just fast-forwarding right through it.
All right, y'all. Have a great day. Thanks for having me up for the wrestling spot.
Yeah, now I'll have to talk to you before next week. It'll be you and me talking about WWE if you're able to.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, talk to you later. Bye. All right, Aaron. No, I wasn't. Yeah, we'll talk later, Aaron, about the WWE. I wasn't telling you you couldn't watch basketball.
I know, because like right now it's like this is the time where I watch a lot of college basketball because it's the tournament.
Well, and yeah, honestly, everybody's doing it. Hey, dude.
Yeah, I honestly thought yesterday there was going to be games in Denver, but actually they happened today.
Oh, I thought they were here too.
Yeah, they are here. Yeah, they start today and they continue on Sunday. And then yesterday, the different locations hosted, it was like Des Moines, Iowa, Sacramento, California, Birmingham, Alabama.
Thanks, Duke.
And in Orlando.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I always say it wrong.
Kenzaga.
They're here and everybody is excited about that.
Yeah, but I was hearing from Washington, Washington DC, but the state of Washington.
Yeah. And I was hearing that people were looking for tickets, and the cheapest, the nosebleeds are over $100.
Yeah,
crazy, but yeah, people pay. I don't know, a lot of people just go to bars and hang out there and watch all the, they just sit there and eat.
Oh yeah, I bet it's really busy down there today, or it will be
all around. Yeah, all around the stadium, all the bars and everything are going to be crowded. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, so you have MLS soccer.
Yeah, I watched. It was the season opener for the LAFC because they're the defending MLS Cup champs.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game I recorded, and it was a 3-2 win for
LAFC. Mike. Okay.
And LAFC stands for Los Angeles Football Club.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that always can. And it's funny that Los Angeles is now calling soccer football.
Right, but I still call soccer.
Right. Thank you, VP. So yeah, it's like I'm going, oh, okay. When I grew up, they never called it football in Los Angeles. They just called it soccer. All right. So the NHL, what's happening with the NHL?
So I watched two games. It was the Bruins beat the Red Wings 3-2, and then the Penguins beat the Flyers 5-1.
The Penguins, hey? Hi, Johnny G.
Pittsburgh. And since you did some Sports Jeopardy last week, I thought I'd do some of my own because I have a Sports Jeopardy, Jeopardy card game where it has like all kinds of different categories, and I look through for sports ones.
Oh, no.
So I have some. So here's some. The category is sporting events, and the clue is 2020 marked the first time since 1945 that this event was not held on the first Saturday in May.
2020 was the first time it didn't happen in May, a sporting event.
First Saturday in May. You want me to read the clue again?
Sure, and I'll keep thinking.
2020 marked the first time since 1945 that this event was not held on the first Saturday in May.
I'm going to say something that has to do with basketball.
The correct response is what is the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, BP got it. BP got it. Kentucky Derby. Okay, dang.
Basketball greats is the category.
Okay.
In 2016, this Golden State Warrior became the first person in NBA history to unanimously win MVP.
Golden State. Is it LeBron James?
No. Who is Stephen Curry?
Oh, no. That's why you're teaching me. Okay.
Right, next one is minor leagues.
Okay.
Formerly a minor league hockey trophy, the Turner Cup now resides at the Hockey Hall of Fame in this city.
Oh, dang. Is it in the United States?
No, it's...
It's in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, can I get it for saying it's in Canada?
Well, the correct response is, what is Toronto?
Toronto. Okay, well, I got close. At least I got close.
Next one is, the category is the NFL. In 1984, Walter Payton broke this Cleveland player's NFL career for total yards rushing.
How spells? I don't know. What? Let's see. Oh, BP says Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
What is?
Yay,
Jim Brown?
BP. I'm like, I have no idea. Okay.
One more. Colleges and universities, and the clue is Auburn, Clemson, and Princeton all have this cat as a mascot.
A cat?
Yes.
Auburn, Princeton.
Auburn, Clemson, and Princeton all have this cat as a mascot.
D says a wildcat.
Nope.
A tiger?
Yeah, what is a tiger?
Oh! I got it just in time, and so did BP, and so did James. Look,
Auburn Tigers, Clemson Tigers, and the Princeton Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wildcats is so close, though. Mm-hmm. Like Canada.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was fun, even though I had no idea, but a couple.
Yep.
Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome.
All right. So you got a few more things. What about NASCAR?
NASCAR in Phoenix. It was in Phoenix, mm-hmm. Arizona. And William Byron's been on a hot streak. He won another race.
Oh.
This is his second straight consecutive win.
I have no idea who that is.
He drives to number 24.
Okay.
My guy Denny Hamlin finished in fourth in the first stage. And he ended up finishing 23rd, while my guy Truex Jr. finished 17th.
Gotcha.
At the end of the race, yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, that was NASCAR. We did March Madness, but what happened yesterday in March Madness that messed up everybody's brackets I was listening to? Something happened. And
there was a lot of upsets. Princeton was a number 15 seed. They upset Kansas.
Yeah, they were saying that.
They upset Arizona 59-55.
Okay.
Um,
Yeah, they were talking about something happening, and when it happened, everybody's brackets got messed up. Maybe it was that Arizona one.
Yeah, it was. I was shocked that Princeton beat Arizona in that game.
Oh, did you have them or no?
No, I don't think so. I think I picked Arizona to win.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. See? Yeah, everybody, it just, God, that's crazy. They said that it messed up everybody's, but like, I don't know, some like 10% or it was crazy because it was unexpected, like you said.
Yeah, because it was a 15 over a 2 seed.
Okay. A 15 seed over a 2 seed?
A 15 seed being a 2 seed.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. They wanted it bad enough. They went and got it. All right. What is
all my four final four picks advanced yesterday? Kansas, Alabama, Houston, and Duke.
Oh, okay.
All advanced. Duke. So they're still in it.
All right. And what's the first round?
Maryland beat West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Furman beat Virginia.
Okay.
Missouri beat Utah State. Kansas beat Howard. Alabama crushed Texas A&M Corpus Christi. San Diego State beat Charleston. Princeton upset Arizona. Arkansas beat Illinois. Auburn beat Iowa. Duke blew out Oral Roberts. Texas beat Colgate. Northwestern beat Boise State. Houston beat Northern Kentucky. Tennessee beat Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State beat Texas A&M. And then finally, UCLA beat UNC Asheville.
Wow. And did you just say that there's a team called Colgate?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Colgate University, yep.
No, like the toothpaste Colgate?
Yeah, but... But they spell, these guys spell their name Colgate.
That's how the toothpaste is spelled. Pretty sure. What's their mascot? A tube of toothpaste?
I can't remember. Charleston is the Cougars.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what the University of Colgate's mascot is.
Huh. All right. Yeah. It just reminds me of toothpaste. Okay. All right. Well, awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Are you okay? You're all done?
Yep.
All right. All right. See you later. See you. Bye, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron, for that. Appreciate you so much. We're going to get right into the 80s music. A little history on the music. All right. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Poppy. Aw, thanks, Mama Bear. All right. So first, starting us off is going to be Lips Like Sugar. Since I tell you guys to come in here for a little sugar, here's your sugar. Lips Like Sugar is a single by Echo and the Bunnymen, which was released in August of 1987. In America, this is the most enduring Echo and the Bunnymen song, making it sway onto many classic alternative playlists on college radio stations. So here is Echo and the Bunnymen with Lips Like Sugar. Raiders. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, John. Good to see you. I was wondering if that was you.
Lips like sugar. Lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her. Flies across the water. She calls to you tonight to share this new life. She lives on the river. She laughs and she gets.
Yes, Ryan, you're welcome. Lips Like Sugar by Echo and the Bunnymen off the album Echo in the Bunnymen, 1987. We're going to move on to a little Bastards of Young. Bastards of Young is a song written by Paul Wesper and recorded by his band, The Replacements. Here's the disdain of youth looking upon corporate America, a very 80s thing to do. The verse is about selling out, surrendering to the establishment in the autonomy machine. In 1985, American culture shamelessly celebrated the corporate world. It's become one of the decade's defining qualities in retrospect. Much 80s music criticized that celebration. But the last verse takes the song of the mere youthful angst and elevates it to something else. It becomes a meditation on human existence in general, and it plays out across all generations and all times. Here is The Replacements with Bastards of Young. GP Man, good to see you. That is The Bastards of the Young by The Replacements off the album Tim in 1985. All right, this one's for you, BP. Bring on the Dancing Horses. We'll play a little bit of that. I don't have the information on it. I do remember it. It's Echo and the Bunnymen. Here they are. Let's see if it plays without any ads. Hopefully. No. No. If you have 45, you need to get a colonoscopy. I know what's right for me. I got a
plan. Do it. My doc wrote me the script. Bucks came by mail. Showed up on Friday.
I screamed with Cologuard. And
get Cologuard, people. Okay, now I can skip Cologuard. Hold on. It's playing. Just slow. It's funny because if you've ever seen the video of this song, it's about dancing horses and he's walking a cow. Made of stone. Yes. Take your Cologuard. No way home. Ring all the dancing horses. Headless and all alone. Shiver and say the words. Everybody you've heard. First I'm gonna make it. Then I'm gonna break it till they both apart. Eat it all the bacon and shake it while I'm breaking your brittle heart. Heavenly stars, all alone. Alright, that was a little bit of Echo and the Bunnymen with Bring On the Dancing Horses. Along with your colonoscopy reminder, any of you over 50, go see your doctor. As BP said, your daily health tip from Dean and Joe. All right, so next song on the list today is going to be Where Is My Mind? Is the song by American alternative rock band Pixies. The song was written by the frontman, Black Francis, inspired by his experiences while scuba diving in Caribbean. After being featured in the 1999 film Fight Club, the song gained an even wider audience. It is one of the band's signature songs and has inspired a multitude of covers. The song was featured on the 2021 version of Rolling Stone's magazine, 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, being 493. So here's the Pixies with Where Is My Mind?
Stop.
GP man. Thank you, Centaur, Tintor, Tortuga. Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Your mind, Señor Tortuga. Way out in the water. Life OK Entertainment, welcome. I'm great. How are you? Good to have you. Well, I'm glad you're back. Good to see you. Oh, you're sticking your tongue out at me. Oh, man. Oh. All right. Well, that is the Pixies with Where Is My Mind off the album Surfa Rosa in 1988. That's for you, Bam Bam. All right. We're going to move on. We're going to move on to Blister in the Sun. And that is a song by American rock band Violet Flames, originally released on their 1983 album. Blister in the Sun was written by the Violet Flames vocalist, Gordon Gano. The drum lick was written by Victor Del Rizzo. Gano originally wrote the song for a female vocalist. The song had a cult following and was a favorite on American college radios in the 80s. In the early 90s, as alternative and modern rock radio stations went on the air, it got a lot of airplay because it was considered a classic of the genre. The album gradually sold over 1 million copies and earned the Violent Femmes a formidable fan base. Here is Violent Femmes with Blister in the Sun. Mr. A.
When I'm a-walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on. I got a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Body and feet, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she said, yeah, she is starting to cry. Let me go on. I got a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. So strung out, I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. I'm a walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stay my sheep, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on.
That is Blister in the Sun by Violet Femmes on the album Violet Femmes in 1982. Big hands, I know you're the one. We're going to move on to And She Was, the song by American band Talking Heads. Drummer Chris France said of the song, "It's a story about a woman who has the power to levitate above the ground and to check out all of her neighbors from a kind of bird's eye view. And the guy who's writing the song is in love with her, and he's kind of wishing she would just be normal and come back down to the ground." He laughs, but she doesn't. She just goes on floating over the backyards and passing through the buildings and schools and stuff. And it's absolutely upside down in every, even to him, in every way. And the song, the singer, David, said that it was actually about a girl that he knew that took acid in Baltimore, where they grew up, in the field next to the Yoo-hoo, that chocolate milk stuff. Oh, why is that going off? Sorry, guys. So he said that was what it was about, this girl who would just go get high in this field. So here's the Talking Heads with And She Was.
She's making sure she is not dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house. Now she's starting to rise.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, BP. Thank you, D. Thank you, Mike.
The world was moving, she was right there within it, she was.
It seems like such a happy song. I never knew that it was about drugs. Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Oh, my gosh, Mike. I'm going to kick your butt. I love you, Mike. I love you. Thank you very much. I'm blushing. He must have got paid. All right, that is the Talking Heads with And She Was off the album Little Creatures in 1985. We are going to move on to the man of the hour right now. The Cure with Robert Smith, the man who's fighting for us people to be able to go to concerts cheaper. The song is In Between Days. He's my hero right now for doing that, fighting for us so we can go listen to music. In Between Days is a song by English rock band The Cure. The song was an international success. In the UK, it was the band's 9th chart single and their 4th consecutive top 20 hit. While in the US, it was it reached the Billboard Hot 100, where it peaked at 99. It was also a top 20 in Australia and New Zealand, and also charted in several European countries, increasing the popularity of the band. Here is The Cure, In Between Days. Got a little 80s music there for you. Thank you, Senor Tortuga.
Yesterday I got so old, it made me want to cry. Go on, go on, just walk away. Go on, go on, your choice is made.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, you disappear. Go on, go on, away from here. I don't know what was wrong when I said it was true. That it couldn't be me, but we love in between without you.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday I got so scared I shivered like a child. Yesterday away from you, it holds me deep inside. Me,
man, and I'm going to have to, I played the whole thing. I wasn't supposed to do that. And that was The Cure with In Between Days. I'm off of the album, The Head on the Door. All right, we're going to move on to Bizarre Love Triangle, and that is by New Order, the English rock band New Order. It was released as a single in November of 1986. It failed to make the top 40 in either the United Kingdom. It only reached number 56 and on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. It in the United States, it reached 8 on the Hot Dance Music and Maxi Single Sales Chart. In 2004, the song was ranked number 204 in the Rolling Stones, the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Here is New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle. Billy Dee! Welcome! All right, so that is Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order off the album Brotherhood in 1986. Oh, gosh. That is acting weird. We're going to move on to Cities in the Dust by Susie and the Banshees. It is from their seventh studio album, Tinderbox. It was released on the 18th of October in 1985. As the lead single. City in the Dust is a dance rock dance pop song. Huh, I never thought of it as a dance pop song myself. The lyrics describe a city of Pompeii destroyed in a volcanic eruption in 79 AD. Imagery describing the volcano and its magma chamber, the condition of the victims of the eruption, and the subsequent discovery and evacuation of the cities comprise the bulk of this lyrics. The lyrics mention the shrine of Lars Familiaris. I think that's how you say it. Well, here's Susie and the Banshees with Cities in the Dust.
Golden fountain, You look great at the Irish friend. Oh, oh, you'll see a tear as it
I agree, 100%. I remember when she was, they used to consider her punk, not pop.
Dead inside, your former glory, and all the stories, dragon washed with the hand. Oh, 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 you see it in last in those, my friend.
Blunt Ninja. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for coming in. All right. As BP says, a very underrated band, Susie and the Banshees with City in the Dust off the album Tinderbox in 1985. All right, this next one I think you all probably have heard of, Rock the Cashbah, is the song by English punk rock band The Clash, released in 1982. Clash's drummer, Topper Heaton, wrote the music and the original lyrics. In an interview, singer Joe Strummer claimed that the real genius of Rock the Cashbah was Topper. He banged down the drum track, then ran over to the piano and then to the bass. The sad irony about the song is that Topper Hedren wrote it musically, but had been fired from the group because of drug problems by the time the song became an enormous hit in the U.S. Indeed, the music video for the song, its original Clash drummer Terry Chimes on the kit, he returned to replace Heaton temporarily. It reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the U.S. So here is The Clash with Rock the Cashbah. Shorty V, hi. I hope you're well. I'm glad.
The shaky groove is Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Show me the magic. Rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah. Show me.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Just listening to some 80s music. Sharif don't like it. That is Rock the Cashbah from The Clash, the album Comeback Rock in 1982. All right, this is not on my list, but I'm going to play this. Oh, dang it. All right, I'm going to play this next one, and then I'll find it again because it just went away, bam, bam. All right, we're going to do Cuts You Up, and it's a song by English musician Peter Murphy, released in 1990 as the second single from his third studio album, Deep. He was asked what it is that cuts you up and spits you out, and he replied, "The path of discovery, self-knowledge and wisdom. Once you feel you have it, then the path will spit you out in off the way and ruin your assumptions of your path. In fact, a great, mighty, necessary for those spiritual seekers or so-called holy state desires who are getting arrogant. So he was saying, just when you think you got it all figured out, it spits you up and spits you out. So you have to start all over again. The song became Murphy's most successful release, topping the US Billboard Modern Rock Track Chart and appearing on the Billboard Hot 100 and Billboard Album Rock Track Charts. Here is Murphy, Peter Murphy with Cuts You Up. This one's a little slower. Welcome HRBVSXWF. So that is Peter Murphy with Cut You Up off the album Deep in 1989. All right. So now I got this song for Bam Bam. It's not an 80s song, but it's a 90s song. But it's a song to get you ready for Friday and for St. Patrick's Day. And it's, of course, Jump Around by House of Pain. And it's not on my list, so I don't have stuff written down. But let me look real quick. It says, this is a party jam, is one of the most enduring tracks of the 90s. Proven remarkably effective at getting the crowd on their feet. It brings the bounce with steady throbbing rhythm along with explicit instructions on when to jump. All right. So here we go. Here is House of Pain with Jump. And I wonder if it says, because they have a couple of Irish songs, and it says the guys are Eric Everlast Schrody and Danny Boy O'Connor. So that's probably why DJ Lethen. So here they are. Jump Around. Let's see if it has a colon ad. It might. Colonoscopy. No, this one is about slimming down, putting ice on your wrist.
But the biological difference between overweight and lean people is not the number of calories you consume per
day.
No,
it's rubbing ice on your wrist, I guess.
Are skinny from birth and eat whatever they want while you diet and exercise.
All right, a couple more minutes and we'll be able to get past this.
A July 2022 study from UC Berkeley.
All right, if you want another tip from Dina Jo, I guess you rub ice cubes on your wrist and you can lose fat. All right, here we go. Now we can do House of Pain. Hi, freshly baked tuna. GENAJZY. Welcome.
The house of pain is an effectual door. I say the house of pain is in effect. You know the house of pain is in effect, y'all. And anyone that steps up is getting wrecked.
Thank you, BP. Nana's House of Pain with Jump Around. And I'm just, I wish it would, and let me bring up the rest of their songs because there was, some Irish ones in there. I want to just, well, I'll see if I can bring it up. But while I'm waiting for that, I'm going to go back to my list. Hey, Scott, good to see you. All right, we're back to the 80s list, and I'm going to play a little bit of the Jam, and the song is Town Called Malice. The song was inspired by Paul Werner's friend David Weil by meaning of describing, they were describing urban life. The song is about unemployment in the working town, and Paul Werner confessed it could have been written about any suburban town, but it was in fact written about my hometown in Woking's. The song lasted a mere 8 weeks on the charts, for which it was on the top, and it had 4 weeks where it spent at number one. So here is the Jam with the song Town Called Malice. Thank you, Billy D. Bella, welcome.
It's
All right, so that is A Town Called Malice, the jam off the album The Gift in 1982. We're going to keep going with a little 80s tunes, and the next song we're going to have is Rome. Rome is this song by B-52s. Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it solely to on these accounts. And that is a quote by Mark Twain. Rome is the musical equivalent of that quote, a call to go out and see the world. The group's female singers, Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson, handled the vocals on this track. Rome became the band's second final U.S. top 10 hit, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in March of 1990, spending a total of 20 weeks on the chart. It has been certified gold by the Record Industry Association of America. Here is the B-52s with Rome. So then you're really gonna dance, Scott. Welcome, Barbara. By the B-52s off the album Cosmic Thing in 1989. All right, I have a couple more songs to get to, so I'm going to have to turn you off. All right, the next song I totally remember listening to growing up, and it's Mexican Radio, is the song by American rock band Wall of Voodoo. The track was initially released in 1982, album Call of the West. The song was inspired by car trips, just like the last one, taken by Wall of Voodoo's frontman Stan Ridgway and guitarist Mark Moreland. on their way to rehearsals when they would listen to Mexican radios, preferring their programming on mainstream than the mainstream Los Angeles radios during at that time. During one of the big band's sessions, Moreland played them a demo tape, and he recorded of himself repeatedly singing the line, "I'm on a Mexican radio," over the guitar riff, and the sound clip became the starting point of the single. Here is Walla Voodoo with Mexican Radio. Came in just at the right time. A lot of people don't like them. It was like them and Devo and all of them. I love them. ABC 7, welcome. Hi, Jeffrey, Randy, welcome. Yeah. I understand just a little. No comprende, it's a riddle. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. Yeah, I grew up in California listening to K-Rock. That is my radio station. I love all this music. All right, that is Mexican Radio, Walla Voodoo off the album Call of the West in 1982. See, I'm going to have another little pop-up impromptu music one and play all of these in their entirety because they're great. Because I don't even have time to finish my whole list today. Because I wanted to play this, since it's St. Patrick's Day, let me pull it up again. I've never heard of it, so it might have cursing in it. But it's top of the morning, so yeah, we're going to end with that. I don't have any information. All that it is House of Pain, top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Just when you want me.
You say I'm Irish, but the man a leprechaun. You want to fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill, I'm white and I'm ill. A descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill. I swing, next thing your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking, you can bet you be choking on a fistful of nothing. Meanwhile, I've been puffing on a
fat
blunt.
Thank
you, Scott. Punk, you don't know the hat. Trying to talk shit.
Oh, you too? You listen to K-Rock? Oh my gosh. Richard Blade? Do you remember Richard Blade? If you can't get what it, you're under sweat. Then you get a beat, you just like an egg. It's so hard to run when you got a broken leg. He was like the British DJ in the 80s on K-Rock. Morning to y'all. Oh my gosh, he's still on there? We used to go to K-Rock and hang out with him while he played music. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he's still on there. All right, that is House of Pain with Top of the Morning to You with a little cursing in there. I hope your little angel ears could handle that. But all right. So thank you guys so very much for being here today. I'm going to leave you like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys. You all are the best. I appreciate you more than you know. All of your support. Have a great, great rest of your day. Thank you so much.
One, two,
have a great
three,
day.
Four.
Love you. Be safe out there. Bye. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Senor Tortuga. Billy D. Talking to you about K-Rock, KBC, Jeffrey. Oh, today here, Miss Bella, the flyboard, Mike, Camper, hey! Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Shorty B, everybody, be safe out there. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you around the Dean. Bye! Thank you, Scott.